Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress. That's almost 3,000 hours. Start sleeping comfortably on a new Serta mattress. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com. With our lowest price guarantee and our 100-night trial, your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice in Serta mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com. twobrothersmattress.com.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Jury selection is now underway in Idaho for the Chad Daybell trial. He's charged with the murder of his wife, Lori Vallow Daybell's two children. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest. Amy?
Maria, prosecutors back again in the same courthouse they were in a year ago for Lori Vallow Daybell. Daybell himself is in court wearing a light blue button-up shirt and khakis. Today is just the first day of possibly 2 weeks of jury selection. Daybell's facing the death penalty in the case. That's why it's possibly going to just take so long. KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says his defense will likely include placing a lot of the blame on Vallow Daybell and her brother.
No question, Chad's going to blame Alex. He's going to blame Lori. She's been convicted. He's going to say she did it.
So far, one group of potential jurors has been grilled with questions. They need 12 people and six alternates. We'll continue to follow this first day, of course, and the trial on KSL News Radio. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
A juror in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell is speaking out as the court begins picking the jury for Chad Daybell. Tom Evans tells East Idaho News he's looking forward to getting some answers.
I don't know if they held back or they just have new information or what, but there's going to be more information come out that hopefully will be like more layers peeled off the onion, getting closer to understanding how it is this could have happened in the first place.
The case is expected to be more complicated since it does have the possibility of a death penalty and a defense from Chad's lawyers. A Cottonwood Heights family is heartbroken after a family heirloom was stolen over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson tells us it isn't worth much, but held so many memories.
Trucks may not typically count as heirlooms, but to the Casper family, it was. Kurt Casper's son was gifted his grandpa's old Nissan Frontier right before he passed away.
He planned on keeping it forever, just as a memoriam for his grandfather.
Casper's son rode in the truck with his grandpa every day growing up. The family doesn't care about pressing charges. Instead, they just want whoever has it to leave it in a visible spot so it can be recovered. If you spot it on the road, report it to Mill Creek Police. It's dark gray with a hard cover on the back and lots of dings and dents. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
An old downtown church building that's listed on the National Historic Registry was being torn down until city officials confronted the demolition team.
If it's considered a landmark, like this property is, there's much more scrutiny and much more strict regulations that apply, especially for demolishing a structure like this.
That was Nick Norris, the Salt Lake City Planning Director, who spoke with Dave and Dujanovic. Norris said that the penalty could come with serious fines and failure to comply could be considered a Class B misdemeanor. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is announcing a dozen new hymns to be included in its newest hymn book. After 6 years of reviewing thousands of submissions and gathering hymns from across the world, 12 hymns of the new hymns from home and church will be available at the end of May. They will be published in English, Spanish, Portuguese, and French in the Sacred Music and Gospel Library apps and in the online music library. KSL's top national stories. Some preliminary data is being released on the collision of a massive cargo ship into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. ABC's Jay O'Brien has the latest on the investigation from Baltimore.
The investigation now centers on how that ship lost power and thus lost its steering. We know the NTSB continues to look into that. NTSB investigators have been on and off of that ship over the last few days, testing everything from the fuel and other mechanical elements of the vessel, but we do not know exactly what they found at this hour.
The crews in Maryland will continue their work today, clearing the remaining debris from the bridge collapse. A federal judge in South Carolina is sentencing convicted killer and former attorney Alex Murdaugh to another 40 years behind bars for stealing millions of dollars from clients and his law firm. Outside the courthouse this morning, U.S. Attorney for the District of South Carolina, Adair Burroughs, responded to the verdict.
Today was about obtaining justice for the financial victims of Alex Murdaugh.
Murdaugh, who is already serving two life sentences for the murder of his wife and child, was also ordered to pay more than $8.75 million in restitution. Other national stories KSL is following. The White House held their 144th annual Easter egg roll this morning. At the event, President Biden reminded the 40,000-person crowd that the world looks to the U.S. for leadership, and they will continue to work towards a brighter future as Americans.
I've never been more optimistic about America than I am today. We have enormous opportunities. We just have to remember who we are.
President Biden went on to say that Easter reminds us of the power of hope and renewal, sacrifice and resurrection, but mainly love and grace. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Legacy Parkway has traffic moving much better once again southbound, going from Woods Cross into North Salt Lake, but we still have what's left of the earlier vehicle fire over to the right shoulder out of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
A legacy of news and information going back generations.
I'll have the radio on. I learned that from my mom. She's listened to KSL her whole life, and I grew up listening to KSL radio, too.
I really enjoy listening in the morning.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
A fiduciary has the regulatory obligation to put your best interest first. Trajan Wealth is a financial fiduciary for your investments. With Trajan Wealth, the more you make, the more we make. Our interests are aligned. Most other financial advisors are brokers held to a lesser standard and are paid an upfront commission to sell you something. Call Trajan Wealth
801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
The KSL News Radio Movie Show comes to My Hearing Centers this Friday from 10 to 1. But first, discover what My Hearing Centers can do for you. My Hearing Centers uses advanced technology to diagnose and treat hearing loss. These comprehensive evaluations determine the best treatment options. Then enjoy lifetime support with regular check-ins, cleaning, and maintenance. Call My Hearing Centers at 801-701-1629. 801-701-1629 for more details. My Hearing Centers has offices from Ogden to St. George.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top story. Controversy this weekend after an old downtown church building that's listed on the National Historic Registry was being torn down. That's until city officials confronted the demolition team. Now, penalties could come with some serious fines. KSL News Time, 12:08. Davis County is looking at building a new homeless shelter, but it's getting some pushback. The county is considering building it in Kaysville, but the mayor said during last week's city council meeting that they, quote, will not stand for it. She says the city is not the right place for data-driven reasons. An abandoned dog named Blue Jay is expected to survive and go to a new home after being found with two bullet wounds to his head. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has the story.
An Easter miracle on Sunday when Blue Jay lived through surgery to remove those two bullets. His rescuer, Tanner Tamlos, tells KSL 5 when she came upon him, he was in rough shape. She originally thought he'd been attacked by a coyote or a mountain lion.
Never would we have imagined him being shot. Not once, but twice.
After surgery and several days at the vet with a low chance of survival at only 10%, Blue Jay began a miraculous recovery. According to family member Travis Case, so far so good.
He's a tough dog.
Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Utah County Fire and Rescue teams are launching a new training program for heavy rescue situations after some strange incidents over the weekend. Those included a house explosion that killed one and injured another in American Fork and a trench collapse that pinned a man underground in Cedar Hills. Rescuers will train for future intense situations, including saving people who drive off parking garages and pulling up others who fall down into wells. A neighborhood in Lehi is supporting the family of a man deployed with the Utah National Guard. Kristen Merrihue tells KSL-TV one of her neighbors, Maria Peck, lined the street with American flags for Kirsten's husband after he left.
We told my kids, like, this is for Dad. And they're like, holy cow, this is for Dad?
Kurti Merrihue is serving in Djibouti, Africa for the next 10 to 11 months. A major intersection in Salt Lake City will close today for an entire month. Crews will be replacing natural gas lines along West Temple and 2nd South. The project will last until mid-May. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky, some pretty dark clouds out there. Are you seeing some rain?
Not yet. Right now, Valley Freeway traffic moving along just fine. No weather-related issues. We do have one crash in Salt Lake County. Southbound I-15 at the I-215 junction, the South Interchange in Murray. And that vehicle is out of traffic on the right shoulder. Also, Salt Lake City PD has been working on an accident 500 south, about 2600 west. It's not really a factor for drivers, but just something to keep an eye out for if you happen to see officers at the scene. Plan your special evening out in one of Salt Lake's most unique dining. Five Alls in Foothill. Five courses, five-star service, and dining. FiveAlls.com. FiveAlls.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The cooler weather we had over the weekend has carried into the start of the work week. So highs this Monday afternoon will be below average in the upper 40s and the low 50s, and mostly to partly cloudy skies will linger. We'll keep that isolated rain and snow chance through the early evening, but once the sun sets, any lingering showers will dissipate, and that will give way to sunshine and dry weather Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs Tuesday will be in the upper 50s, then the upper 60s by Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Devin Mashuli.
Mostly cloudy, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, it was a wet weekend for many who were trying to celebrate Easter. We'll speak with the National Weather Service on just how much rain we got in Utah. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Hello, Spring. This is your friend, Adventure. You've been on my mind, and I'm wondering where you've been. Weather's warming, and a word on the street is you're looking for riders to enjoy Cedar City Brine Head Spectacular Trails? Well, I'm told Three Peaks Recreation and Parawam's Evil Water Trail System are the bomb. Or perhaps you've changed. Maybe you're more into hiking? Kolob Canyon or Thor's Hammer Trail make a perfect meetup place. Oh, and don't forget Cedar City's spectacular views accompanied by disc golf at the Thunderbird Garden Course. Listen, I've always been here. I still like the same things. Spring skiing, tubing, but I'm more mature now. My interests have expanded. There's Cedar City's Southern Utah Museum of Art, strolls downtown, fine dining or shopping. I'm more interesting than you know. Let's connect and rekindle our relationship, starting in the spot we always enjoy. Cedar City Brine Head. Look me up at visitcedarcity.com. Your old friend, Adventure.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.copac.us.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Do you find it exhausting getting up from your favorite chair every day? Say goodbye to discomfort and hello to a world of ease. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. And you have so many options when buying a lift chair. For the highest quality, always come to Alpine. Our lift chairs are more than just furniture. They're your ticket to independence and relaxation. Plus, with our spring savings event, we've just marked down some of our chairs that are ready for you to take home. With an unbelievable warranty, you can shop with confidence knowing your comfort is our priority. So stop by any of our 11 locations today and explore our high-quality inventory. Or visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
jury selection is now underway in the Chad Daybell case. He's facing the death penalty in the murders of his wife and Lori Vallow Daybell's two children. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will soon have a dozen more hymns available in the new hymn book. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We do have crews wrapping up a surface street crash. This is going to be at 500 South, about 2600 West. And right now, we are enjoying a delay-free drive on all of the valley freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Unsettled weather lingers into our Monday, but we dry out and warm up. I'm Devin Mishuli.
A mostly cloudy 45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A small channel is now opened in Maryland's Patapsco River near the ongoing operation to dismantle the collapsed Key Bridge. The goal is to eventually allow large shipping vessels through and onto the Port of Baltimore.
As part of a phased approach to opening the main channel, the temporary channel will be marked with lights for navigation and will have a depth of 11 feet. Officials say the new route will support the flow of smaller marine traffic into the Port of Baltimore. Right now, a 2,000-yard safety zone is staged around the Francis Scott Key Bridge, intended to protect personnel, vessels, and the marine environment. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Another giant Navy crane is headed to the site President Biden expected to visit on Friday. The IDF says it's withdrawn from the Al-Shifa hospital after a two-week raid and recovering hundreds of weapons. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says some patients were killed in the operation. The White House taking part in today's virtual meeting with top Israeli officials on the IDF's planned military operation in Rafah. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We want to make sure if there is going to be a military operation. We also know that there are Hamas operators in Rafah as well. But if they're going to move forward with a military operation, we have to have this conversation.
And Prime Minister Netanyahu canceled the meeting last week after the U.S. abstained in a vote over a U.N. resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Israel's parliament's passed a law to ban Al Jazeera from broadcasting in the Jewish state. Netanyahu's accused it of actively participating in the October 7th massacre. Convicted murderer Alec Murdoch's been sentenced to another 40 years in prison for stealing money from his clients and law firm.
Today was about obtaining justice for the financial victims of Alex Murdoch.
U.S. Attorney Adair Burrows, just before the hour, the Dow down 281 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. A rainy Easter weekend across the Salt Lake region. We saw a lot of rain and snow. And joining me now live to talk about it is meteorologist Christine Kruse from the National Weather Service. Christine, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So how much rain did we see and snow over the weekend?
So over the weekend, Utah County, Salt Lake County saw about a quarter inch to a third of an inch in rain. there was more up in Weaver and Davis counties, about a half an inch to three quarters of an inch. And then when you look to the Wasatch, it was a general 1 to 2 feet. So it was a pretty decent storm over the weekend.
Yeah, so describe for us what an impact this is having on our reservoirs as well as our snowpack at this time of year.
You know, at this time of year, we're just keeping our snowpack nice. It's above normal across the entire state. And so we're going to have to watch to see what happens over the next, you know, April through May to see what the results are for our reservoirs.
Okay. Pretty dark clouds out there right now. Is this wet weather going to continue?
Through today. So we're going to see these showers continue through this afternoon and into this evening. And then if you like warm weather, good news is that this storm will move out and we're going to warm up quite a bit through Thursday. We could see highs into the 70s in the Wasatch Front by Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, well, that's pretty neat. But right now our temperature, what, 45 downtown. Is that pretty normal for this time of year?
It's a little bit below normal. Not unusual, but a little bit below normal for today.
Christine, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that's meteorologist Christine Cruz from the National Weather Service. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's check those roads. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a small accident in Murray, southbound I-15. One of the vehicles has already pulled away, and it's after the 53rd South on-ramp at southbound I-15 and approaching the South Interchange. But overall, Valley Freeway traffic moving along just fine. The remnants of an earlier vehicle fire southbound Legacy Parkway in North Salt Lake. It's out of traffic to the right. It's not going to cause you any delay. And wrapping up a crash at 2600 West, 500 South. IFA Country Stores has Spring Farm Specials from April 1st to April 7th. Grow everything you need from gardens and grass to flocks and four-legged friends. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The first 7 days in April are a little bit of a roller coaster ride. We start off this Monday afternoon with highs in the low 50s, warm into the upper 50s Tuesday afternoon with plenty of sunshine. We get even warmer on Wednesday and Thursday. Highs will be in the upper 60s and the low 70s, but then we fall back into the low 60s Friday thanks to a cold front moving through, and we get even colder, falling to the upper 40s by Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Devin Mashuli.
Dark clouds in downtown Salt Lake City and 45 degrees. The 7 day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Financial markets just as gloomy as the weather. The Dow right now down by more than 260 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Ah, the life of a small business owner. Keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, and then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen, but there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PI, or go to PIEinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PI Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary, subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
You know, Deb, you and I have had this conversation so many times. We think, oh, I wish I had a little more light here or maybe a ceiling fan there.
That's why we love Master Electrical. So anytime we have an electrical problem, we know we can call them and they will give us their upfront pricing guarantee.
Because we're not going to do it yourself. We're going to leave it to the professionals. And this upfront pricing guarantee is fantastic. I'm sure you've been bitten by bids in the past where they say, oh, that's going to take half a day. And then 2 weeks later, the bid and the invoice have nothing to do with each other.
Not only will you get their upfront pricing guarantee, but you'll never see an upcharge. Their pricing system simply won't allow it.
Master Electrical proudly serves from Logan to Santaquin.
They do everything that has to do with electrical, and they're always open, including for emergency services. The phone number to call is 801-543-2222.
801-543-2222 or check them out online at masterelectrical.com.
Hey guys, meet Salt Lake City's favorite men's health expert.
Hi, I'm Eric Ramos, healthcare provider at Revive Men's Health. I've been treating men suffering from low T and ED for over 5 years. And before that, I was a combat medic in the Army and a Navy corpsman in the Marine Corps, responsible for my men and their health every day. I understand firsthand the health challenges that impact men. Many of my patients come to me because they've noticed a lack of energy, loss of strength, increased belly fat, and even depression. Low T can impact your whole life, but so can proper treatment of it. And hearing that my patients are back to living life to the fullest, that's the best part of my job.
Guys, if you're looking for affordable, guaranteed low T and ED solutions, contact Revive for a free T-check and exam today, saving you $199. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit revivemenshealth.com.
KSL News Time 1224. Google Chrome's incognito mode claims to allow for private web browsing, but now the tech giant is settling a lawsuit which alleged that incognito mode wasn't so incognito. ABC's Mike Dubusky has details.
Google will delete troves of data it collected on people who used the incognito mode of its Chrome web browser. It's part of a settlement in a 2020 class action lawsuit which alleged Google didn't properly inform users about how it tracked their activity using incognito mode. Google must also update its disclosures and allow users to, by default, disable third-party cookies, which are digital trackers used for targeted advertising. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Watching Utah's money, gas prices in the state are still going up. A gallon will cost you $3.53 on average. That's up almost 20 cents from a week ago. KSL drives, more of the 3.4 million Hyundai and Kias recalled in September are still on the roads. Carmakers issued a warning 6 months ago that the cars are at risk of catching fire, even if the engines are off. Hyundai and Kia say that they likely won't repair most of the impacted cars until June or later. Fewer people are interested in buying Teslas. Reuters reports a new survey by market intelligence firm Caliber found people considering buying a Tesla fell from 70% to 30% over the last 3 years. They say Elon Musk's polarizing persona is part of the reason for that drop. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 256 points, sitting at 36,551. S&P, it's down by 15, and the NASDAQ is down by 6 points at this hour. With no winners over the weekend, tonight's Powerball jackpot is estimated at $975 million. The expected surge in ticket sales today will likely push the prize over a billion. In Newburgh, New York, the convenience store Smoke for Less has become a popular location among lotto players after selling $2 million tickets last week. Nancy made a recent visit after forgetting to play last week.
I almost had a heart attack because I didn't come, but I'm here today, and I am confident that I'm going to win this time.
Long lines are expected today at stores where Powerball tickets are sold. We will update your money coming up. We'll update your traffic and weather coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
Artillery fire in Europe.
Russia launching its biggest missile attack.
Gunfire maims soldiers and civilians in the Middle East.
Humanitarian crisis.
And at home, we can barely stand in the same room.
We've never been more divided.
This spring, start over. The 194th Annual General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This Saturday and Sunday at 10. In your car at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. On every smart speaker. And streaming live on the app for KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Julie from the Visitors Bureau in Logan, and things are looking up. The sun is out, and you should be too. Spring break is just around the corner, so book your stay, pack your bags, and come and play. We're kicking off spring break with the annual Original Baby Animal Days at the American West Heritage Center. You'll be spread out over 160 acres of beautiful scenery while you pet all the baby animals like lambs, goats, piglets, bunnies, and chicks. March 28th through the 30th also features exotic animals. You can see baby bears from Yellowstone Bear World April 3rd through the 6th, which is also when Baby Animal Days combines with the annual Mountain Man Rendezvous. Watch demonstrations like flint and steel fire starting, bullet making and leatherworking, and scrimshaw. Wait, do you even know what that is? It doesn't matter. Come and see at the American West Heritage Center. Logan has so many great things to do. Come for spring break or anytime you need a break. Vacation in Logan. Just get in the car. ExploreLogan.com. ExploreLogan.com.
Dave and Debbie.
I want our listeners to feel like they have an advocate, that they have somebody that's going to fight for them, challenge the status quo or the pithy soundbite. We have a unique job where we have access to interviews and people that not everyone has. We take that seriously. So if we do feel like we're getting a spin, then we can challenge it. I love it when people tell me, I was just thinking about that question that you asked. I'm glad you asked that question. That's like the height of compliment.
I want our listeners to feel empowered to use the information that they've learned on the Dave and Dejanovic Show to help their families, to help make good decisions, help investigate other avenues to maybe protect their family's safety or protect their family's money. I'm hopeful our show leaves our listeners with a sense of empowerment so they can make the best decision possible for themselves and for their families.
Listen for Dave and Dejanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's get the latest now. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's pretty quiet out on the Valley freeways. We've only had the one accident in Murray southbound I-15. It's after the 53rd South on-ramp and just before the South interchange. But overall, it's a delay-free drive on the freeways. Your main secondary is also in good shape. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clouds will begin to break apart this Monday afternoon as highs will settle in the upper 40s and the low 50s. We'll keep the chance for an isolated shower through the early evening before we fully dry out overnight. Sunshine will take over Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs get warmer each day as well. Upper 50s Tuesday afternoon, then the upper 60s on Wednesday. That warmer weather will continue through Tuesday before we cool down with a rain chance Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Devin Mishuli.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. A bit of sunshine right now in downtown Salt Lake City and 46 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. The Utah Jazz general manager has been fighting for his team since 2012, but tomorrow he fights for his life. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera has that story.
I called Jazz insider Ben Anderson with KSL.com, who's had conversations with Justin Zanuck, and revealed it was his wife's concern for his health that got him to his doctor.
His wife had just said he seemed tired, and he said, well, yeah, of course I'm tired. I've been traveling all over the world. And she said, no, you seem more tired than usual. And she wanted him to go get a physical, and he said he hadn't had one in nearly a decade.
That's when Zanuck found out he only had about 14% kidney function left. What's unique about the National Kidney Registry is there isn't a need for a genetic match and acts as a large-scale exchange program, which Zanuck will take advantage of tomorrow. Recovery time is 3 to 6 weeks. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Utah could soon have a measles outbreak on its hands. There aren't any cases here yet, but health officials say that it's only a matter of time. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell has details.
There have been close to 100 cases of measles reported so far this year. In all of 2023, there were only 58. Utah's state and local health departments say the best protection is getting fully immunized so the state can have herd immunity. Schools in Utah reported the lowest levels of immunization last year.
Measles cause a rash and a high fever. It can be especially dangerous for young children, pregnant people, and anyone who is immunocompromised. The Chad Daybell trial is underway today as jury selection begins. Daybell is accused of murdering his late wife, Tammy Daybell, and Lori Vallow's children. Now, the remains of those children were found on Daybell's property in Idaho. He faces the death penalty, unlike Vallow's sentence of life in prison without parole. Selecting a jury for the trial in Boise may be more complicated than you think. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr explains.
Selecting the jury for Daybell's case could take days or even weeks. A pool of potential jurors will be summoned among local Idaho citizens who will then be asked a series of questions about their background and if they have any prejudices or beliefs about the case. If a candidate is found to be partial to one side of the case, they will not be selected. Now, because the Daybell trial is widely known, it will be a challenge to find impartial jurors for the trial, which is why it could take a while. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
Two men in Sandy are now in custody for allegedly kidnapping and torturing another man over the weekend. Police say the 19 and 24-year-old suspects tied up the victim in his apartment near 9th East and 90th South. The victim, who is in his 20s, was able to free himself while the suspects were away. He has been hospitalized with severe injuries, including head trauma. Police are investigating a motive, but believe that the three men did know each other. KSL's top national stories. As the recovery process continues on the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge, officials are now preparing to open a temporary alternate channel to the Port of Baltimore. ABC's Ike Ajachi has more.
As part of a phased approach to opening the main channel, the temporary channel will be marked with lights for navigation and will have a depth of 11 feet. Officials say the new route will support the flow of smaller marine traffic into the Port of Baltimore. Right now, a 2,000-yard safety zone is staged around the Francis Scott Key Bridge, intended to protect personnel, vessels, and the marine environment. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
The White House announced this morning President Biden will travel to Baltimore on Friday to visit the wreckage. Israel held its second two-week raid of one of Gaza's biggest hospitals. They're calling the mission a success, with hundreds of suspect Hamas fighters captured or killed. But civilians near the area report utter devastation to the hospital facilities and the surrounding area. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the reports emphasize the U.S.'s stance that Israel needs to do more to limit civilian impact.
It points out what we have been saying all along, which is the need for Israel to have a sustainable long-term strategy when it comes to Gaza, that it's not enough to just clear certain neighborhoods or hospitals or any other geographic areas or buildings of Hamas.
World Health Organization officials say they believe at least 21 patients were killed during that raid. The White House is responding to criticism over the president recognizing Transgender Day of Visibility Sunday, the same day as Easter. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre noted that on traditional years, this is not a common crossover.
Every year for the past several years, on March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility is marked. And as we know, for folks who understand the calendar and how it works, Easter falls on different Sundays.
The move sparked a lot of controversy on social media, with many saying it was disrespectful to celebrate the conflicting ideology on Easter Sunday. First look traffic. What's happening, Ricky?
We have a report of a possible accident in Taylorsville, 5400 South near 3200 West. We do have a little bit of backup in the area. Valley Freeway traffic looking good and rolling along. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I like traffic on the nines.
So I need to get the kids up earlier so that my son isn't driving quickly in a snowstorm.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines on KSL News Radio.
One of the most challenging things about losing weight is just how slowly the weight comes off while you're working out and cutting calories. But Salt Lake City Fat Loss has designed a plan for me that is quickly melting off that stored fat that I've been carrying around. And I'm not talking about some crazy fad diet either. I've lost 25 pounds in 60 days just eating a healthy combination of foods. 25 pounds, that's more than 4.5 inches off my waist and 3 full dress sizes. There are no expensive prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. There's just an easy-to-follow meal plan which strategically combines foods to help you burn your stored fat. Plus, you're going to love their app. It gives you a quick 1-minute inspirational video each morning. It makes it really easy for you to chat with the folks at Salt Lake City Fat Loss. Now, just think how much better you will look and feel before summer if you start this week. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. It takes just 15 minutes. Many of their clients lose up to a pound per day in the first 60 days. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That is slcfatloss.com.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No, we tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Anyhour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Anyhour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. More than 100 measles cases have been reported in the U.S. There aren't any reported here in Utah, but officials say it's only a matter of time. They're telling people they should get up to date on their vaccinations. KSL News Time, 1238. University of Utah will now provide classes to female inmates at Utah State Correction Facility. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
The first ever group of applicants from Utah's Prison Education Project applied to the U last week, and so far we know of at least one of them that's gotten in. DC Gomez, education manager for the Prison Education Project, says they're also raising money for a computer lab to help them with their classes.
It's so necessary because the University of Utah is a research one school, and so our students need to be able to do research and conduct that research for their classes that this degree-bearing program is going to provide.
They've been partnering with BYU the past few years, but this is the first time students will also be able to get a bachelor's degree from the U. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
A new program aims to help kids in Utah's juvenile justice system learn skills that they can apply in the real world.
Art, trade skills, and even college courses are being offered to youth in the Utah juvenile justice system, and now they can even earn money for their trade skills to be used to pay off fines that they've received, thanks to a bill signed into law last week. Director for the Division of Juvenile Justice and Youth Services, Brett Peterson, tells us why it's such an important effort.
Helping young people develop skills, they start to see themselves in a different light, so that just personally and mentally and emotionally, they're in a better place. And also, in many of these cases, it is something that will help them as they transition.
Many students have been able to transition into careers using the trade skills they've learned through this initiative. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Immigrants who are applying for citizenship have been getting help from an Ogden class. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
The Ogden Citizenship Path Program helps immigrants prepare for the federal civics exam. It's the one where they ask you questions about American history and government. The class is hosted in the city's main library, where city officials also take part in educating these students, according to KSL.com.
The city's diversity affairs coordinator says they're working hard to keep funding for that class going. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Looking at a delay-free drive north and southbound I-15 between Ogden and Provo. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, no accidents, no delays. Had an earlier report of a possible accident, 5400 south near 3200 west. I couldn't see anything in the camera, even though there's been some very busy traffic in that area. And then we also have the right lane restricted, adding to some slower speeds. Northbound Bangor Highway approaching 9800 south. Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. GoPave Utah is a full-service parking lot paving, repair, and maintenance company servicing the Wasatch Front. Contact GoPave Utah today. GoPaveUtah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The rest of our Monday will be mostly dry with the exception of an isolated rain shower in the valleys or snow showers in the mountains. These will exit tonight and this will give way to sunshine and dry weather for our Tuesday. Highs on Monday will be near 50 but will warm into the upper 50s Tuesday, then upper 60s by Wednesday afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Devin Mishuli.
Mostly cloudy, 46 degrees downtown. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, April marks the beginning of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We will speak with the Rape Recovery Center's executive director on some of the biggest risk factors and what resources are available. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Well, hello, it's me again. And like me, I'll bet you're ready for spring and a little green lawn again. I've got a tip. Don't spend a fortune hiring a lawn care company. Save some money and do it yourself. And here's how. Go to J&J Garden Center in Layton and purchase their simple, color-coded five-step fertilizer system that covers up to 10,000 square feet and will rejuvenate your lawn for just $199.98. And nobody beats J&J's price. So for a lush, healthy, green lawn, come and try J&J Garden Center's 5-step fertilizer system. I promise you won't regret it. Take the Leighton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work work. From ordering to reporting, we even keep your receipts all in one place, which means all you need to do is sit back and enjoy.
You're not having any lasagna?
All I can taste is hours of expense reports.
Relax, you used Easy Cater. Enjoy the food, Ray.
Oh, no, thanks. That's...
Enjoy it?
That's... amazing.
Yes, Ray, it is amazing. 100,000 restaurants and everything you need to make food for work work. Order 24/7 at easycater.com.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede. Except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Utah Jazz general manager, Justin Zanuck, has been fighting for his team since 2012, but tomorrow he fights for his life against kidney failure. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, jury selection is underway in the murder trial for Chad Daybell. He's facing the death penalty in the murders of his wife and Lori Vallow Daybell's two children. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We do have a lot of emergency crews now on the scene of the reported accident in Taylorsville. Right lanes are blocked at the intersection eastbound 5400 south at 3200 west. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
After a cool start to the work week, we're tracking the warmest day in Salt Lake City so far this year. I'm Devin Mishuli.
Mostly cloudy, 46 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The White House is taking part in today's virtual meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials to discuss an IDF operation in Rafah.
We were able to reschedule this on Friday, and we wanted to move very quickly on this. And today, the meeting is happening virtually.
And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled the meeting after the U.S. abstained on a U.N. resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Israel's parliaments voted in favor of a law that would ban Al Jazeera from broadcasting in Israel. Netanyahu's blamed it of active participating in the October 7th massacre. President Biden visits Baltimore Friday to get a firsthand look at the round-the-clock operations to dismantle the collapsed Key Bridge. A small channel was opened today with the goal of making it big enough to get shipping vessels into the port of Baltimore. A South Carolina judge has sentenced convicted murderer Alec Murdoch to 40 years in prison for stealing from clients and from his law firm. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Salt Lake County Police and the District Attorney held a press conference this morning talking about some of the problems they face in the county and some of the resources available. Joining me now live to talk about it is Sonia Martinez-Ortiz, the Executive Director of the Rape Recovery Center. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, start out and talk about the magnitude of the problem that we are facing in our area.
Yes. So in Utah, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 6 men report having experienced sexual assault in their lifetimes. Over 80% never actually report those assaults to the police. And what we know nationally is that rape is the only violent crime in Utah where we're actually doing worse than the rest of the country.
So what are some of the risk factors or scenarios that people need to be aware of? And why are we doing worse than the rest of the country?
Well, it's a very complicated problem. And the reality is that the vast majority of assaults happen by someone that the victim or survivor knows. And so really the most important thing to do is, as a society, we need to work towards ensuring that prevention is possible. And this starts with having conversations at home, at our kitchen tables, in the carpools, and in schools, so that we can really address what is healthy relationships and the importance of everybody having autonomy over their bodies.
So what resources are available for victims of sexual assault, or even resources to begin that conversation with your family?
Yes. So in Utah, we have about 14 rape crisis centers. The Rape Recovery Center is one of those 14, but we are the oldest and the only standalone, which means our sole focus is providing support and resources to survivors of sexual violence, and also educating the community about preventing sexual violence from happening. Where there is not a local organization, there are places that you can call. The Utah Coalition Against Sexual Assault has a statewide hotline, but anybody can call the Rape Recovery Center at 801-467-7282 and speak to one of our advocates who can actually help you determine what are you looking for, what resources do you need access to.
Sonia, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Sonia Martinez-Ortiz, the Executive Director of the Rape Recovery Center. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Valley Freeway traffic is rolling along. No problems there. But in Taylorsville, we have an injury accident in the intersection of 5400 South, 3200 West, and it's blocking multiple lanes in multiple directions. The worst of the backups will be eastbound direction on 5400 South and northbound delays on 3200 West. Box Elder County has gone to the birds. Spring migration is here at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. See what visitors are chirping about with Box Elder County. For info, activities, and more, visit boxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
After starting the work week with highs below average Monday afternoon in the upper 40s and the low 50s, we return to normal Tuesday with sunshine and highs in the upper 50s. Our warmest days will be Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 60s and the low 70s, but a cold front moving in on Friday will bring showers and storms, highs in the low 60s, falling into the upper 40s by Saturday afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Devin Mishuli.
Mostly cloudy, 46 degrees downtown. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. A quick check of the markets. Ooh, the Dow is headed for its worst day in more than a week. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Held over due to popular demand. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Save thousands on hot tubs and swim spas. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Utah State Fair Park. Hot tubs discounted 40 to 80% to the lowest possible price, starting at $29.99. Free professional delivery. Take possession tomorrow, next week, next month, or next season. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Utah State Fair Park. Shop over a dozen models of swim spas from 11 feet to over 19 feet. Swim spas offer low-impact exercise, active family fun, unsurpassed relaxation, and installation in one day. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Everything must go. Free parking, free admission. You can't afford to miss this. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale, Utah State Fair Park. Visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options.
podcasts, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms.
Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Stephanie Palmer at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Email spalmer at ksl.com. That's spalmer at ksl.com.
Jeff Kaplan. I'm energized by breaking news. First of all, because it's right now, and second of all, because in many cases, the audience needs to know. There's no more important service that we can provide, and I find it critically important to get more details to the audience as quickly as possible. There's nothing more energizing than that for me. Not at all. The most important thing we do is breaking news. I am gratified that so many people listen to me every afternoon on KSL, but what they don't know is that there are so many people behind the scenes making it happen, checking on the traffic, answering the phones, making the calls, talking to the newsmakers. They're out in the street, into the field to get the raw information, and then putting it all together so that I can sit in front of a microphone and be a source of information every afternoon. But there are so many people who make it happen. That's what you don't know.
Ride Home with Jeff Kaplan. Weekdays, 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1254, from South Texas to the northeast corner of Maine. Eclipse fever is rising. The April 8th solar eclipse will be visible in every state in the union, but ABC's Jim Ryan says millions of people have made plans to be in the path of total darkness.
On April 7th, the night before the eclipse, Airbnb says one in four of its bookings nationwide lies within a 115 by 2,500-mile stripe that stretches across the country. Within that zone, the sun will be entirely blocked by the moon for up to 4 minutes and 28 seconds. Millions hope to experience it firsthand.
Here in Utah, only about 50% of the sun will be eclipsed by the moon. Watching Utah's money, AT&T says sensitive information from millions of customers was breached. Social security numbers and passwords for nearly 8 million current accounts and 65 million former accounts were found on the dark web. AT&T will notify anyone whose information was compromised. Tired of tipping? You're not alone. A new Wallet Hub survey has found that almost 3 in 4 people think tipping has gotten out of control. There's a new king at the box office. The Godzilla-King Kong combo stomped on expectations as Godzilla X Kong, the new empire, roared to an $80 million opening at the weekend at the box office. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 262 points. It sits at 39,546. S&P down by 14. The NASDAQ down by 3 points.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.